Hi everybody, I'm Terry Brown. Welcome to get to another edition of Bass Fan Radio. And a couple of days ago, folks, I had Jay Kumar, who's the CEO of Bass Fan, on, and we were kind of talking about the Bass Fan Army. And I want to kind of go to series two of that and have Scott Laney, who does the Laney Opinion, of course, but is the COO of BassFan.com. And Scott, you know, the Bass Fan Army, we launched that thing a couple of weeks ago, and it's doing pretty well. We're starting to see some pretty good results.
We are, Terry, and it's, you know, it's interesting for me to watch. From my perspective about how the Army works, it is interesting to watch the growth pattern and watch the growth curve and know that our hope for the Army seems to be coming true in the marketplace.
Well, we started out with this thing, and of course you have to have a year-end event. You know, you really look at this thing and you're trying to bring it a group of people in. It's about inclusion versus exclusion. We're trying to get as many leagues as we possibly can. Went out and did some of that. But, you know, the Weekend Warrior Championship is a neat part of it, but there's a lot of other things that kind of play into this thing that make it worthwhile for everybody.
Well, that's a great point, Terry. What we have to remember, the sport in the last 5 years or maybe the last decade has really trended toward the top. We've seen some interesting things with FLW. We've seen some interesting things with BASS and their association with ESPN. A lot of emphasis on the very top of the sport. But what nobody in the business can forget is while that's all interesting and those anglers are compelling and neat to watch, the bulk of the sport, the heavy lifting in the sport, both economically and from an enthusiast standpoint, happens at the level of the Army. The weekend anglers are just as dedicated, just as integrated into the sport, maybe even more so than some of the top-end pros, but they seem to have been sort of forgotten in the last few years, and really what we're trying to do is just honor those guys and gals who just love bass fishing for the sake of fishing.
Well, you know, it's funny because as you look at this thing and as I talk to people across the country about it and what's going on with it, and, you know, there's really a very small difference at times between a guy that's very, very good and maybe a local trail and maybe even a pro angler at times, because these guys can compete. It's about catching little green fish, but they may not just travel as far or be involved in the tours. That may be the only difference.
Well, that's it, exactly. There are some awfully good anglers who we've never heard of, and they're locally, people know about them, and they could shine on a national stage. But remember, Terry, this sport has become terribly expensive to compete at the highest levels. You can't do it half-time anymore. There was a day when you could be a top-level professional angler and have another job. Maybe you had your own company, made the two work together. You can't do that anymore. The demands at the top of the sport are larger than they've ever been. So really, the only thing keeping us from knowing about these men and women on a national level are just these barriers.
Right, and the grassroots guys, they're what we're really talking about here.
Exactly. The grassroots guys are what make the sport work. I mean, at the end of the day, we could all hope, you know, a boat company could hope to sell, I guess, 150 boats at the top end of our sport. But the reality is, they're not after that market. They're after the thousands of men and women who purchase boats at a lower level, not a lower skill level necessarily, but just a lower exposure level. And that's where the bulk of this market and, frankly, some of the most interesting stuff is happening at that level.
Well, it was really easy to see that Skeeter Boats, you know, was really integral in getting the Army off the ground as the title sponsor. They recognized that that was a need and jumped right in the middle of it.
Absolutely. They understand where their market is, and other companies know that too. The problem we've had over the last 3 or 4 years, there was no mechanics really to reach these anglers directly like the Army does. So Bass Fan, the intent from a business point of view was to develop a way to engage that level of angler.
Well, you know, it's been very successful from the standpoint. Most of these regional trails do very, very well. You know, you look at American Bass Association, 3,600 plus members, you know, 3,600 tournaments, I mean, a lot of members. You're looking at, you know, Bass Champs, all the leagues that we've got involved, BFL, of course, and Federation, both very, very big in their own right. But when you start bringing all these guys together and have them go in head-to-head competition, you got to be pretty excited about what that could turn into.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I'm going to be really interested to see who wins the Weekend Warrior Tournament. I think the level of competition, the level of skill will be no different than it is at some higher level, or at least perceived higher level tournaments that are out there. And I know, you know, Terry, you and I have been hanging around a long time, and you know that I'm an old salmon and steelhead guy from the Northwest, and I thought we were, you know, stupid about our fish. And until I met these bass anglers, I didn't know what being addicted to a sport was. And it's a thrill for me to see the level of enthusiasm that these anglers have for what they do. And it's going to be another thrill for me to see who in the heck's going to be the best weekend warrior fisherman in the U.S. And I really wish we had a way to put that, take whoever that is, and right away put them right up against the top FLW and the top BASS anglers and see, you know, where the smoke clears.
Well, it's really neat to see from a couple of venues as well, is the fact that these guys, you know, the public relations that's involved in that. I mean, if a guy from one trail particularly wins this thing, you know, they've got bragging rights for a whole year, much like you do when you win the Classic, you know, the Bassmaster Classic. You know, Takahiro Mori, he's going to be, you know, renowned forever and ever because of his Classic win. Well, the same could be true at the Weekend Warrior level and with the non-tour pro level in particular with the Weekend Warrior.
Well, it will be true, Terry. I mean, if we do it right, and this year, obviously, we have the tours that we have, and we have some good ones, but we'll get bigger as time goes by. And, you know, this guy, whoever wins this tournament, is going to have bragging rights not for this year, but for the rest of their life. I mean, there's 35 million bass anglers in the United States, according to some counts, and whoever wins this tournament will have a legitimate contention that they're amongst the most elite of any of them.
Yeah, boy, what a great feeling that would be. You know, when we look at the guys that are out there competing today, you know, the BFL angler, I mean, a guy that probably competes at a high level, the Federation anglers, the guys in all the trails that we have 16 of them, and you start looking at how they compete week in, week out, but then to go head-to-head against the other leagues, you know, it's got to be fun, too, for the leagues.
Yeah, the leagues, I mean, it's a natural progression of, I think, what the leagues would do for themselves if they could. You know, the nice thing about BassFan is we're this kind of non-connected entity that sits out there, so we're really the natural choice for putting these types of programs together. But, yeah, if I'm a Juan Bass League owner, I'm going to be hoping my Juan Bass guy goes and wins the Weekend Warrior Championship, and the same with any of the other trails that are in there, because the legacy value of having essentially the North America, the best weekend warrior fishermen in North America is immense to those leagues.
Yeah, and you think about all the overall potential of what we're doing here, and you know it's been good. The leagues have embraced it. You know, they're involved. They're actively helping with the membership drive, and of course, you know, we have to have members. You have to have people sign up. But you know, the contingency programs and the benefits of those along the way, plus some of the things that we've got that we're going to spring on people, you know, down the road, it makes it so that it's going to be intriguing for the whole year, not just in the beginning when you start this thing out. Everybody knows everything about the whole program. We're going to kind of bleed this thing out and really make it into something that it continues to grow and continues to get better.
Well, that's right. It's, you know, Terry, no one's ever done this before. So we've gotten to the best starting point that we could devise. What the thing is going to mutate or maturate into later, we don't know. It's going to be an interesting ride. But there are a lot of questions that just can't be answered right now. But we're at a good starting point, and I think everyone understands that the BassFan Army program has good benefit for someone that thinks they have the stuff to compete at kind of a national level, which is what we're offering, but also any member that fishes tournaments or just likes to bass fish, the program is full of rewards and potential payoffs for those anglers also. The BassFan Army is about the men and women and children that love to bass fish in the United States, and there's opportunities throughout the program for any level of angler, whether you fish off the bank or out of a $45,000 boat.
Well, Scott, you know, time goes by so quickly here at BassFan, and we're going to continue to, you know, augment what we do with both websites, with BassFan Army Radio, also with BassFan.com Radio. Folks, get out there and sign up. And, Scott, thanks for being with me today.
Hey, you're welcome, Terry.
I'm Terry Brown, and this has been BassFan Radio.